This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson. There is, give or take, $1 trillion of student loan debt out there, and a weak job market is making it even more difficult for graduates to pay it back. So what if borrowers were allowed to refinance those student loans? From the Marketplace Education Desk at WYPR in Baltimore, Amy Scott reports.
The average interest on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage right now is just over 3.5%. For most outstanding federal student loans,
the vast majority of it is actually over 6.8%. So it's many times higher than most other loans that are out there right now.
That's Tobin Van Ostern with Campus Progress, a liberal policy group. It's launched a campaign urging the federal government to let student loan borrowers refinance at lower rates. Mark Kantrowitz with FinAid.org says there's a reason mortgages and car loans are cheaper: collateral. If you don't pay, the lender can take your car.
If you default on a federal education loan, they can't repossess your education.
Campus Progress says cutting interest rates to 5% would put about $14 billion in borrowers' pockets this year alone, money they'd pour back into the economy. The federal government, though, would lose billions in revenue. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.